JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we'll focus on the successful 9-week training course on beet armor and pest management in St. Elizabeth. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we look at the origins of reggae music. Stay with us. ...150 farmers from St. Elizabeth recently completed a 9-week course on beet armor and pest management. Our reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
150 farmers from St. Elizabeth have successfully completed a 9-week training course on beet armyworm pest management, aimed at building local capacity to manage the pest. The training was coordinated by the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries under its Strengthening a National Beet Armyworm Program, a 2-year project funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, at a cost of approximately $213,000. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, is providing technical assistance. All participants received certificates at the graduation ceremony held recently in Junction, St. Elizabeth. In his address at the graduation ceremony, Chief Technical Director in the Ministry, Dermon Spence, noted that the training exercise is a significant achievement in the ministry's efforts to combat the beet armyworm infestation in St. Elizabeth.
This parish traditionally produced some 85% of the local onions, and it was particularly hard hit by the pest. And if you produce 85% of local demand, then it is a serious economic problem that we are posed with as a result of the trek. And onion is one of our biggest import crops. So it poses a threat to the import substitution strategy that the government wants implemented and has been implemented and will continue to implement.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermon Spence. He says the ministry is looking forward to greater success in managing and controlling the beet armyworm as the knowledge imparted to the farmers spreads throughout the farming community. Brian Miller reporting from Junction, St. Elizabeth for Roundabout JA.
It is hoped that by 2030, each Jamaican will be living in a well-constructed dwelling that is safe and affordable, with proper water supply, sewage disposal, and solid waste collection. Communities across the island will be planned and designed with adequate social amenities and green spaces. This, all part of efforts to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's today's glimpse of Jamaica. Reggae music. Reggae music started in Jamaica and originally refers to the beat that became popular from 1969 onwards. It denotes a particular music style that was influenced by traditional mento and calypso music, as well as American jazz, rhythm and blues. It also evolved out of the earlier genres ska and rocksteady, though its exact origins still remain a mystery. Remember, you can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join us again on this station or visit our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Prince Moore for producer Leona Schaefer and studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.